when you run a business, there are a lot of boxes to check.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Well, good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Just answer a few questions, review your quotes, and get covered in under 10 minutes, all online. It's that simple. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.
You compare prices when shopping for flights, hotels, cars. So why not small business insurance? At Simply Business, we'll show you policies that fit your business and a range of prices to help you save. Who knew buying insurance could be so simple? Visit simplybusiness.com for your free quote today.
Running a business means checking a lot of boxes.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com. When you run a business, there are a lot of boxes to check.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Well, good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Just answer a few questions, review your quotes, and get covered in under 10 minutes, all online. It's that simple. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
If you've watched prison movies, if you've watched prison documentaries, if you've ever been in prison, you know it's not always a happy-go-lucky place. In fact, it rarely ever is. Very rough place to be in, especially if you are one that's been accused of murdering two little girls. That's something that nobody really looks at favorably in prison whatsoever. Richard Allen is a person that has been accused of doing just that, but he's in a prison. He's not in a jail. He's innocent until proven guilty. But allegations have started to come out now of abuse within that prison system. Now, you have to take it for what it is. It's abuse allegations that are coming from a man named Robert Baston, a convicted child rapist. But speaking up initially saying that, they're abusing Richard Allen. When he was called to testify, he said, "I'm not going to do it. I'm staying in my cell. My safety and fear for my life are what's holding me back." Joining me to discuss what life is like in prison when these sort of things are going on. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Robin, when we're looking at this case specifically and these allegations that are sitting there against Richard Allen and these accusations of abuse to this man from the guards, how can that be, I guess, looked into? I mean, I would think if there's these sort of things out there, one would not want that happening in their own facility for the sake of the investigation and the court, the case itself.
My initial impression I had when I heard this was, of course, what we're most likely having is some pile-on, and the pile-on being, hey, we have an issue, we're getting some attention, maybe my client who doesn't like being in prison can, you know, kind of ride coattails and just ride coattails on this case as well. The other thing too is they're already investigating, at least we've been told, you know, all the stuff that's going on. There's a lot of eyeballs on Delphi right now, mm-hmm. on the prison system, on the whole claim of Odinism and all that, and the patches. So they're already under a lot of scrutiny and being looked at. So if there was abuse that's going on that isn't appropriate, I would think that it's already going to be coming to light. So I don't think this is going to necessarily bring any more attention to it. I think it's just so if you're an investigator doing an internal investigation of a prison system, you have another data point, but they already have tons of data points, I'm sure, that they're looking at and interviewing guards and interviewing prisoners if that's what they're doing for it. So it's not surprising. It seems like more of a desperation move to me by another prisoner.
Okay. The other point in this over the last week, Judge Gull releasing the transcript. I got it right here. All 20 some pages. I read it aloud the other day. If anyone wants to listen to it, it's certainly there on the feed. What was your reaction once going through what happened there in the courtroom between Baldwin, Rossi, and Judge Gull?
Didn't have a chance to read the entire transcript. I apologize.
No, it's fine. No, but it is kind of shocking the amount of authority that one actually has. I know it's a judge, but the authority, the overstepping possibility, of that authority to say, you cannot have this counsel. They're willing to do a pro bono. At the end of the day, it's up to the defendant who they want to have represent them in court. The allegations of gross negligence and stuff by Judge Gull, I think, are very clearly spelled out in there in the terms of almost threats. It was threats. If I'm going to embarrass you in public, I'm going to affect your career, or you can leave. It doesn't really feel like a justice system that is interested in justice.
No, it's one of those cases, and we're just talking about the bureaucratic systems that the government lives within and the rules or regulations. But there always is a captain of a ship. And I always use that metaphor because a captain of a naval vessel is the god at sea. They literally have total control over that fiefdom that they rule outside of offshore. They mm-hmm. they are literally, especially if you go back into the 1700s, 1800s and stuff, I mean, it was brutal. And yeah. if you had a great captain, it was great on the ship. If you didn't have a great captain, you're screwed. And there's no recourse because it was their fiefdom. It was their rule of law. And as long as they're accomplishing the mission that's set down by the hire, they're left alone. Mm-hmm. Judges, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, once they're appointed, they're held to accountable to the rule of law. They have a mission to execute that. How they execute that, it's going to take on their personality. And if you are dealing with someone with unhealthy behavior personalities, you're going to have some chaos. And this is not looking good. I've seen this before in government, though. I've literally seen inside my own organization, you have people placed in charge of an office and it can turn to utter chaos and you have zero recourse because that one person that's appointed and placed in there mm-hmm. by people that are elected, good luck. And so we might have a bad case this.
I mean, that's a scary thing because in reality, that does happen quite often. Is mm-hmm. this something where, I mean, should there be more reform in areas like this? Because I think we see in the way that we consume information and media today, all this is happening far more in greater number than I think we may have expected in the past. Is that really true? And is this something that needs a retool? Or is this just an isolated incident where, you know, let's get in there, let's fix the problem and move on?
Who knows if it's isolated? It's probably not isolated yeah. because anytime you see one thing, it means there's probably 10 more you're not seeing. That's the general rule of life. But I'm a glass half full kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing it more because people like us are doing more due diligence on it. There's more shows out there kind of poking at things that have never been poked at
sure.
before.
Yeah.
And what are we seeing in the process here? All right, we have a judge that may be doing something that's off, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And what are we seeing? We're seeing, you know, the system above it looking down, investigating and taking a closer look. Good. That's what's supposed to happen. Because yeah, systems are not flawless. That's why there's so many checks and balances put in place. That's why it's called a bureaucratic system, because it's a lot of bureaucracy as the checks and balances muddle through all this. It's mm-hmm. a pain in the butt yeah. a huge amount of times, and it's never a perfect system. But hopefully what the system does is it self-rights when it goes sideways. And I'm hoping that this will be a self-righting process, and hopefully justice will be done to those that are innocent, those that are guilty, and everyone will be held accountable as the ship is righting itself. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Without a doubt.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
When you run a business, there are a lot of boxes to check.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Well, good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Just answer a few questions, review your quotes, and get covered in under 10 minutes, all online. It's that simple. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com. When you run a business, there are a lot of boxes to check.
Let's see. Payroll? Check. Inventory? Check. Insurance? Ugh.
Well, good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Just answer a few questions, review your quotes, and get covered in under 10 minutes, all online. It's that simple. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.